On a Thursday morning, joining us now in our studios is David DeLong, who is a representative, I believe the chair of the Age-Friendly Northfield organization. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Jeff.
Thank you so much for coming in today. Now, do you have, is it a committee? Is it an organization? Is it a task force? What is this you're in charge of?
Well, you had two of the three correct.
Okay.
It is an organization. Organized under the auspices of the World Health Organization and the AARP.
Okay.
But they've developed a program to make, they have like templates for being age-friendly communities, age-friendly counties, or as the state of Minnesota is now exploring, age-friendly states. They earmarked like $3.2 million towards working to become an age-friendly state. Northfield, back in 2016, was working to become an age-friendly community. So, as Northfield often is, slightly ahead of the curve.
All right. Let's talk about what you have been doing over the course of about the past year or so. You gave an update to the city council on the progress that you've made and the things that you've been working on. So, we invite you on to tell the rest of the public about it.
Yes, and we appreciate that, Jeff, because there's still a lot of people that don't exactly know what age-friendly Northfield is or the age-friendly program is. And so anytime we can get some exposure, and thank you for doing this, it's good for us because what we have are a variety of resources for older adults, and older adult is anyone over 50, and that happens to be 1 in 3 Americans. People are getting older every day.
Okay, we're not alone.
No. But a lot of times, caregivers or older adults, you know, are looking for information about something. Or, you know, I'm trying to get my my parents into, you know, a dining program. Whether, you know, how do you do that? And we've come up with a nice resource guide for doing that. And they're available. We've already given out 500 of them. And you can also get it because some older adults are computer savvy by going online to our website, www.agefriendlynorthfield.com, and follow the links. But it's got some state organizations. It's got the grocery stores in town. Mm-hmm. Just to, you know, if someone's moving their parents to town, or
well, I grabbed this while you were talking. I'm really impressed with it. You have everything from civic engagement, different clubs, the Lions Club, Sir Thomans, League of Women Voters, to volunteer opportunities like Northfield. Shares and the school district, faith communities. There are resources for your health. Wow, it's pretty thorough.
Yeah,
impressed.
Almost everything you'd want to know.
Yeah,
but because you know, but it's all in one place, so you don't have to. You know, you don't have to search.
Mm-hmm.
So that was one of the important things we did. You know, the pandemic kind of slowed us down, just kind of like it screwed everybody up.
Mm-hmm.
But we're back, and we've got some new members on the committee. County Commissioner Galen Malika has joined our committee, and I was the city council liaison, so I've been involved since way back in 2016 also, but now it's a council member, Jamie Reister, who's there, and an excellent employee from the library. So there is a big city involvement in it, but it's also a volunteer organization, and most of our exposure to Northfield have been what we call the Red Chair Project, and I know you saw them out at the Chamber of Commerce Home and Garden Show, but they've also been to the Vintage Band Festival, and they'll be at the Hispanic Heritage Celebration up at Central Park in September. When you Northfield has a lot of events, it didn't last year, but now they're ramping back up. But if you're an older adult and you're trying to escort your spouse and have a lawn chair in the other hand and have this and that, that's a lot to wrangle. So the idea was a couple of years ago now to buy some chairs, and we got a grant, and we got chairs with handles, because as you get older, it's nice to have handles to help assist you when you're standing up. And so just to take one little aspect and make it a little easier for older adults, because that's what it's all about. Northfield's a pretty good place for people, and older people, younger people, you know, we have an excellent community. I don't have to tell you that.
I think that Red Chair program is just a wonderful, you know, the reserve for seniors, so you can go right up front. You get a front row seat if you so choose, and it really just it helps out a lot. You know, you go to some of these events, a lot of these events, and you see an older person standing, and they didn't bring a chair or whatever. Boy, this is really gives them a place to sit without having to lug that chair around.
Yes, it does, and we're glad to provide those. And you know, it has worked out great. But you know, when I was out at the Home and Garden Show, and we had the chair, and a lot of the people, what is this all about? You know, I saw them, and then it gives me a chance to explain what Age Friendly Northfield is about. And we're a good community for older adults. There's Elder Collegium. There's all kinds of volunteer opportunities. But there's always room for a little improvement, a little tweak. Mm-hmm. And I think this is what that is, because...
Do you get a lot of suggestions from the community?
Yes. And we also, when we first started, and it's about time for us to do another follow-up survey, we surveyed Northfield. We sent out like 3,500 surveys of 50 older adults. And what are our special needs here in Northfield, or what are we lacking? And we got a lot of information about that. A lot of them were transportation, a lot of them were health and wellness. And, you know, as you get older, you get worried about how you get to the clinic or the hospital, or how you get to some other place. Being one of the things we found in the survey was, you know, 78% of the people want to stay in their home as long as possible. And 77% want to stay in the community for as long as possible. So there are little things, you know, like for your house, one of the things I'm becoming more appreciative is having outlets that are a little higher from the floor, so you don't have to bend over so far. Universal design. Some people call it forever housing. But, you know, the doorways are a little wider so that you can get the wheelchair or a walker through there. You know, there's grab bars. And we're working real hard on talking to developers, construction people. Mm-hmm. I had a good conversation with Paul Ryland, and he's putting up some one-level houses and wider doors. And you can design it that way to the get-go, or you can remodel it later. And sometimes it's easier to go at the first go, but...
Yeah, no doubt about that. All right. Once again, we're talking with Dave DeLong, who is with Age Friendly Northfield. You have that new brochure book that's out. Where can people get that?
Right now, one of our main distribution points is 50 North. Okay. It's on a table. Mm-hmm. Or they can access it electronically at www.agefriendlynorthfield.com. Or you can contact us there, and I'm sure we can get one out to you. We're soon to publish a Spanish version, and when we do stuff like that, we work with a lot of the churches in town, because they're kind of keyed into that particular segment of the of the population. So we want to get the information out as much as possible, and thank you for helping us do that.
All right. Is there anything else you'd like to mention about Age-Friendly Northfield or some of the projects you'll be you're working on in 2021-22?
We will be, we're working on hiring a coordinator.
Okay.
Because right now we're a committee of thinkers.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes thinkers are not the best doers. But there's a lot to organize and a lot of clerical stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Red Chair Project is good, but who do you contact to make sure we don't double book the chairs? You know, are they going to make sure that there are volunteers there to help unload and load? Just some of those, some of those technical things. So we'd like to have someone that can help us with that, and just a part-time, a remote person, because in this day and age, even though I hate saying in this day and age, a lot of people prefer to work from home. But we're also, our telemedicine, we printed up a telemedicine guide for older adults, because in the middle of the pandemic, it's like, I don't know, what should I do? And it's like, sometimes older adults just need that little, you know, it's okay. You can call your clinic. Please don't be afraid.
Mm-hmm.
They'll talk you through it. They're all set up to do that, and just to get those that information out there, you know, just an information clearinghouse.
All right.
And we've also earmarked some more because we don't know what the Delta variant will bring.
Yeah. All right, David, we're out of time, but thank you so much for coming in. Best of luck. Thank you for the work you're doing with Age Friendly. That's a great program.
And thank you for helping us get the word out.
All right. If there's anything else we can do, let us know. David DeLong, once again, with Age Friendly Northfield. We'll take